Blog Talk Radio.
Life, wealth, and wellness.
Necessarily the views held by the network itself. Please use discretion when to begin. Thank you.
Hello, hello, hello. Greetings and welcome, everyone, to Truthful Tuesdays, right here on Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. I am Sandy Rogers, and I get to be your hostess for this evening. And it is always such an honor to be able to bring to you such incredible individuals that share so freely from their passion and their compassion. And tonight is no different. So I get so excited, just so excited. And we're in for a treat. And I think we're going to be opening up some doors to possibly some emotions or some feelings that we may have. So, but before I get started in that, because it was real easy, I was getting ready to go down that path. But before we get to that, we want to do a couple of things just to kind of center ourselves and bring us around to being grounded and being a part of each other. Our first activity is that we give thanks to the ancestors. Our ancestors are always with us, always willing to be there for us, to help and to give encouragement, strength, whatever we stand in need of. And I know they're with us on Tuesday nights because we normally talk about topics that are not generally discussed out in the open, maybe behind a locked, closed door or in a corner somewhere hidden from everyone else. But we bring things to life here because it's necessary, it's needed. And once we do that, we can begin the healing process if that's what we're looking for. So I just want to give a good shout out to the ancestors because we stand on their shoulders for strength. I know I trust the ancestors got my front, my back, my top, and my bottom as I move forward in this thing called life. And so for that, just that alone, I say I love you, I thank you. And, ooh, wee, man, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Just can't say it enough. Oh, shame. So the next thing we do is we anchor ourselves in a positive, affirmative reading. And they actually come from my hands. They're daily inspirational messages that you can find at RevSandy, R-E-V-S-A-N-D-Y, .wordpress.com. And the piece that I'm going to read for you today, just small sections of it, it's called Love is Positive Energy. This energy of love is not the typical emotion we see on television ads depicting some product to use to make you more lovable, nor is it the kind of emotion that novels are written about simply to get you distracted from reality. True love is the essence of each living thing. It is the very nature of all humans. Love just is. You project love in and out. It is a two-way thing. You cannot possibly love something or someone on the outside without first loving yourself from the inside. Love is positive energy and the highest form of energy. when we are, quote unquote, in love with ourselves, we see everything differently. We accept others for who they are without a need to change them. We love the person for exactly who they are, period, end of story. So are you loving yourself today? Are you speaking positive, life-affirming words to yourself today about yourself? Are you lifting yourself up? Feel the healing energy of love flowing gently in your heart. Release all that does not belong in this newness. Enjoy your life. Appreciate who you are this day. You are an awesome, loving, and unique human creature. We give thanks for you, for each of you guys. So thank you, thank you, thank you. It's all about life. It's all about love, and it's all about wellness. Tonight's show is called The Freedom Within Forgiveness, and we have our returning star, Shanita Hamilton, that's going to be joining us momentarily as we get into this subject of this month of February, which is heart health. It's also the love month, and it's also the month that everyone celebrates Black History, although we celebrate Black History every single day, every single moment. So, audience, you know you're invited to join in the discussion, and we welcome all comments, and our intention is that every voice will be heard. You can call us at 516-531-9819, and you would simply press 1 on your dial to let us know you want to speak live on air with us. Once your line is open, I usually leave it open, but to ensure the highest quality on our playbacks, please, please, please mute your phone if you're just holding on to add more to the conversation, but you're not actually speaking at that time. Most of our slightly older listeners do not stay up this late at night, or you may want to listen to it again. So we just want to make sure that we give the world what it wants in reference to playback on the show. So that is our request. And if you ever want to listen to any of the shows that's in our archives, you can do that by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Sandy Rogers. And my name is spelled SandyRogers. So you're listening to Life, Love, and Wellness, The Sandy Rogers Show. We're going to take us a quick music break, and when we come back, we're going to get right into bringing on Miss Shanita Hamilton to the mic and let her take it from there. So we'll be right back, you guys.
All right, so tell the world one of your stories. I don't care which one. Tell us a secret.
I don't have no secrets. All I can tell you, you got to learn to love. You got to learn to love. And when you start loving, love everybody, not one person. Love everybody.
Victoriously, simple, loving. Oh, that's what I'll do.
That's what I'll
do. Everybody's got a right to love. Have it feel the way you wanna feel inside.
Love everybody.
I want love.
Be alright,
God.
love everybody.
I want love. I want love. Yeah.
Is everything.
Love is everything to me.
Oh, love everybody.
People do you wrong.
That's got love in more harder than when you don't love at all, because you don't take a person to love. Love everybody.
Oh, my fast love.
Ooh, that's just one of my favorite songs. That's actually three generations. So the older voice that you heard in there is my mother, who is now an ancestor. I contributed to some of the phrases that's in that, and my nephew, Anthony A.K. King, put it all together. He produced it. He wrote the music. He's self-taught. And so that's the underlying theme for tonight's show, is to love everybody. And, you know, we started off with the inspirational message being love and the power that it has, the very positive energy that it has in our lives. So thank you, thank you, thank you for being with us, and welcome back to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. So we're going to be bringing on our guest speaker momentarily. Just wanted to extend another invitation for those of you that would like to ask a question or make a comment about tonight's show. You can do that by calling us here in the studio at 516-531-9819, and you would just press 1 on your dial, which would alert us that you want to speak live with us, and we look forward to doing that. And so, you know, this month we're talking about heart health. We're looking at dips or taking it from a point of view that you may not be familiar when you talk about heart health. A lot of times what we think about, right, when someone says heart health, either the prevention of your clogged up arteries, you know, what should you do to get the blood to flow through there like it's supposed to, or you got an aneurysm, I think that's right, is how you pronounce it, or you may need bypass surgery, right? So I know that those would be some of the things that are associated with heart health. And we are doing that in a roundabout way because we're looking at different activities that could lead to any of these actions and the type of surgery that we're doing to get those clogged arteries cleared up is telling the truth about the things, the emotions, the built-up feelings that you would have that would cause those disruptions in your healthy heart functioning. So our guest tonight is a person that I have just fallen in love with. She is such an incredible individual. Her name is Shanita Hamilton, and she's going to talk to us about the freedom that is within forgiveness. The freedom within forgiveness. Just let that soak in. So she's returning to us tonight with the straight, honest talk on matters of the heart. In her storytelling, many truths will be revealed of her own personal life struggles and her triumphs. The conversation focuses on several areas of real concern for some of us, and those items are homelessness, acceptance, not giving up, and finally, then there's forgiveness. Her own lived experiences may ring a bell for you, or perhaps you know of someone who this show may assist. Invite them to join the conversation or to come back and listen to, the show in the rebroadcast. She describes her situation as letting it motivate her. Let me quote it like she gave it to me. Letting it motivate me to keep my shit together. So she's going to be sharing her testimony, and we ask that during this month of heart health, you look at various activities you may find yourself in or different emotions you may have toward people, and how can you change that so that it's the positive energy of love that we spoke about at the top of the show. Because remember, it's our collective time to offer knowledge to heal ourselves, our families, and our world communities. So I bring to you my friend, Shanita Hamilton. She's a businesswoman. She has been an entrepreneur for 12, 15 years or more. Her mind is just always on creating the next business. She is heavily into investments and helping people in whatever way that she can with that. She is into health and wellness. She's self-taught. She makes her own products. She's a mother, friend. She's a lover of people. That's what I know about Shanita Hamilton. And I want to bring her to the microphone as she shares with us about her story. Hey, Shanita.
Hello, Miss Sandy. How are you tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I feel amazing. I got me a little cat nap before the show, so I'm ready to go.
I wanted to, but I was afraid I wouldn't wake up, so I'm like, no, you better stay up.
Me too. I most definitely had to set an alarm for sure. But I am grateful for the opportunity to be back on your radio show to speak my truth, to speak the truth, and to hopefully continue to heal myself and tap into something for others to be healed, or some kind of light bulb go off where, they see, hey, maybe I should give that person or just let that shit go.
There you go.
All right, so where do I start first? I'm going to go in the order that I gave it to you, that you read it all, which was acceptance, not giving up, and then forgiveness. So we're going to go in that order. Many may not know I am a GED teacher by day as far as a 9-to-5. I work at a recovery center. And within that recovery center, some of our individuals are homeless. And I just found myself wondering, other than the teacher side of my position, why did the universe lead me to that particular company, that building, right, recovery center? I don't have any experience with any addictions, no drug, alcohol, anything like that. And it dawned on me, a former student, a few months ago, pretty much around the time I first started, September, October, he was, battling homelessness and just asking me different questions on how he should deal with the situation. And a light bulb came up, upon me, like, okay, this is why I'm here. even though I've never had an alcohol or drug addiction, this is how I relate to them. We all have overcome something or continuously to overcome. And unfortunately, I have found myself in a homeless situation for the first time and hopefully the last time about 4 years ago. It was really rough. I try to make a long story short. I quit a case management position, probably my highest paying job back home in Wisconsin. And I loved it overall as far as my clients, you know, the typical case manager work, you know, assisting people in pretty much community needs that that they're looking for, whether it's employment, you know, applying for food share, things of that nature. But the management was, the supervisors was extremely stressful. And I usually don't let stress get to me, like the micromanaging and things of that nature. But I found myself allowing it to get to me, going home almost every night with headaches and, you know, my kids already knew to run me baths and, you know, things of that nature just to help me relax. So anyways, I quit that position, and unfortunately it had a trickle effect. I didn't foresee that trickle effect as far as basically becoming homeless, but that was the result. So, you know, that's first of all, take accountability for, you know, the things that you do. That's what I had to do. Didn't realize, again, that it would have that trickle effect, but it did. So here I am homeless, really nowhere to turn. I did go to a couple of family members' houses. That didn't work out for whatever their reason was. Then I found myself in a hotel with my daughter. That was the crushing part, you know, because being native in the city and state that I was born and raised, but really no one to really turn to for long term, right, or even a short period of time as far as a few months, you know, to help me get on my feet. So here I am homeless. What do I do next? I take accountability. I immediately took accountability because at the end of the day, even though family wasn't there to support me as I thought they would have, it was still my fault, you know. So you have to take accountability for the reason that you are in whatever the situation is. And then you accept, right? So there's that other piece. Accept that trickle effect, you know. Had I not quit my job, I would have still had my really nice, you know, big three-bedroom, full house, nice-sized yard that my daughter absolutely loved and absolutely hated me after we moved out, you know. So that's that trickle effect. So accepting the things that you do and the decisions that you make, everyone may not agree, and it may not turn in your corner. You know, it may not end up in your corner in a positive light as you thought it would be. So I had to accept that fact, and then just not giving up. So as I mentioned, I shared with Miss Sandy, I was listening to Motivation YouTube probably about a year or so before I became homeless. But something about me becoming homeless, waiting on unemployment, then I end up getting a denial letter that never comes to me, and here I am with no income. Then I get an accepting job offer from the public school system back home, but then it wasn't a start date as far as ASAP. I think I had to wait like a whole month or so to even start. So then what do I do to continue to keep my mental health in a positive light and not give up? I increased those motivational YouTubes that I was listening to, and more specifically, Les Brown is who I really give a lot of credit to. Never met him before. Maybe I will one day before we leave this earth. Who knows? So I can give him his flowers while he's alive, because he really, truly helped me get through what would be a dark space for many, you know, even as far as possibly not even talking to those family members or even dealing with those family members, you know, who you thought would have your back more, you know, long term, and especially because a child was affecting my daughter at the time. But, you know, just choosing not to give up, choosing to feed my mind literally daily throughout the day, even at night, going to work once I did start with the public school system, going to work, you know, my close friend at the time and head teacher that I worked with, she had no idea I was homeless, you know, because what does homeless look like? That's another thing that I had to tell, you know, the individual student that I was serving a few months ago. He was so shocked when I told him my story, let him know you know, just because you see a beautiful lady in front of you doesn't mean that I have all my shit together, or it doesn't mean that I've always had all my shit together. You know, at the end of the day, we all still human, and we all go through something, and oftentimes very similar, right? So then, you know, just going through that and explaining it to him, you know, I told him what helped me. It was almost 100% the YouTube. Just I can continue to feed my brain with positive things. I continue to wake up to daily affirmations, which is something I still do. I continue even at that time when I was in the hotel with my daughter to work on my vision board. You know, I knew that it wasn't going to be the end. It was just a stumbling block that happened to happen, and it happened for a reason because, you know, even foreseeing me moving to Georgia, now here I am on a radio show with Miss Sandy Rogers speaking about my experience, right? Everything happens for a reason. So it's very, very important that we continue to feed our mind with positive things and positive images, and even where you, you know, foresee yourself going, whether it's, you know, getting yourself out the hotel and getting yourself out that car. You know, many people even live in their cars and, you know, shelters, and, you know, even the family members that may be uncomfortable, you have to live there for a few weeks or a few months sometimes. It even turns in a few years. But you have to continue to see the light at the end of the tunnel, if not the end. So that's very, very important. It's very key how I healed my heart. In fact, I made sure that I didn't become bitter. I know that's something else that I mentioned to you. Many, many people most definitely become bitter after what feels like my family turns their back, what feels like what happened to the friends that I helped, you know, especially financially, where are they when I'm down? You know, all of those things that you think about, and it could put you in a really dark space, but it's important that you don't dwell on that. It's important that you continue to invest in yourself and, you know, apply for those jobs and the things that's going to help you financially get yourself out of that rut. And that's basically what I did, and I continue to do that to this day so that I won't go back into what was a temporary dark space as far as homelessness.
So, Shanita, I want
to go ahead. No, I was going to talk about forgiveness, but you go ahead. What did you want to ask me?
Well, I wanted to bring up a couple of questions. So one would be, was this like your primary family place of residence? You know, so like, is this aunties and uncles and mama and daddy and brothers and sisters? Just want to kind of get a feel for where you were living at the time, just so that we know who was available to you that could have opened their homes to let you in. And then I also want to talk a little bit more. We could do it now, we could do it after, about homelessness. I went to a meeting on Sunday. So Shanita and I spent some time together on Saturday, which was really a good time. And we didn't really talk about the show. We were just hanging out with one another. But then on Sunday, I went to support a friend of mine that was having a gathering at her place of business, and she's going to be doing these conversations once a month. And the group was about homeless individuals around the city and how to support them and what could be done, you know, getting them warm blankets and tents or whatever was needed during this cold time. And so I just thought that whole energy around homelessness was really important because people are taking action and bringing some awareness around it, and also putting together, creating different type of action steps to address the issue here in Atlanta anyway.
Right.
So if you could describe what your family dynamics are, where you were, you know, was it just, you know, a couple of folks there or most of your family?
I was trying to avoid the specifics, but since you asked.
Well, I don't, you know.
It's okay. I'm an open book for the most part. People that probably listen that know me knows that I'm an open book. So it is what it is. The first person I went to was my mother. And I won't go into to the specifics about our agreement, but our agreement was nothing even close to the reason why she say she kicked me out or us out. But, you know, it is what it is. You can't convince anyone to let you stay in their home, really, at the end of the day, right?
Right, right, right.
And if family, you shouldn't have to even do any convincing. You barely should even have to ask, in my opinion. But, you know, everybody is different. Everybody thinks different. And people just move different overall. So that's just what it is. So I was in my mom's house for a moment. Then I was at cousins' houses. That unfortunately kicked me out. And that particular experience, both of them hurt it, to be completely honest. It hurt it more with my mom, I would say, because it's my mom, right?
Sure.
But then with my cousins, it hurt it a little different because it was kind of like a message, like, get your shit together. You shouldn't want to stay here anyway.
Okay.
Right? And
right.
You're making me emotional, Andy.
Well, you know, that's a part of it. I know it doesn't just go away. And as you look back over it, you know, that does happen. And I think it's healthy, you know, that you can still have that and that you've not become so, you know, bitter. And, angry that you can't display emotions. And so I wanted the audience to understand that, you know, it wasn't just, oh, I was homeless, you know, because you kind of went over it like that. And I was like, nah, come on now, you know.
Break it down.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I can only imagine.
Yeah, and, you know, to this day, like I said, you kind of got me a little emotional. To this day, honestly, it still hurts a little bit. To know that I couldn't depend on, honestly, basically no blood relatives, at least when it comes to physically having someone to lay my head, you know, temporarily long term, or, you know, however you want to put it, for a couple of months was the vision, because obviously I gained employment within that time. So it's not like it would have been forever, but, you know, you can't make people let you stay, basically. But when he said that, when that particular person and cousin said that, honestly, it pierced something in me that made me want to get my shit together again, to be completely honest. It was a negative,
okay,
but it was a positive. You know what I mean? Like, he said it. You know, it came off negative. And then we also talking about a cousin that, as far as I know, his parents always had his back, so he's never had to struggle. You know what I mean? So,
right.
Oftentimes, people really can't relate unless they've been through something similar, right?
Right.
But when he said that, you know, of course I was emotional, and it was so crazy because it was around Thanksgiving. I want to say it was a few days before Thanksgiving, 2018, I want to say. But when he said that, of course I was pissed. I got a little emotional, trying to fight back tears, and then like a day or so passed by, and I'm like, you know what, he's absolutely right. So I got... Basically, I got on the apartment hunt and found me an apartment, I think, like in a week or so. Like, after that, like, it wasn't too long, you know. So I used it as motivation. I really, truly did. Like, maybe he got a point, even though it pierced a little bit. But he right. You know, so what do? You stay stuck in that rut and, you know, in a sense, begging or... you know, strongly desiring to stay in a space that you're not wanted. or do you get your shit together? That's just the bottom line.
Yeah.
So that's
right,
what I did,
right.
You know, and plus my daughter was affected. So that totally made her look at family a whole different way. And that's what they don't know unless they're listening. My mom knows. Excuse me. You pulling these tears out of me, Miss Sandy. But my mom knows. She's aware how she hurt her because my daughter told her. Well, I had to tell her through my daughter because my daughter kind of more shy and reserved. She's not just going to kind of in your face and tell you like I would. So my mom knows the negative effects that it has had on my daughter and their relationship or the lack thereof. And in general, unfortunately, my daughter just don't see family the same. Let's just say it that way.
Right.
And even though my son wasn't directly affected because of the fact that his mom and his sister, he don't see family the same either. I didn't even know he was angry about it until recently, actually. So like a month or so ago, it just randomly came up in conversation. All these years, he never expressed his anger towards that situation, so I had no idea. So, you know, to sum the homelessness of people, especially if kids are affected or even if they're not directly affected, but that person has kids, so then, you know, those kids are basically in your family, you know, whether they're your grandkids, you know, your kid being the, you know, the father and the mother, cousin, whatever the case may be, niece, people really just don't know the effort, the negative, I want to say the negative, the overall negativity of their decision making. You know, like I said, my kids literally just don't even see the family the same. So, you know, but at the end of the day, I always remind them that at the end of the day, that is our family. You can't change who your family is. You can't change who you're born into. So, you know, as you get older, you continue to make the decisions that you desire. And I always tell them that I will support them, but always have forgiveness at the top of your tongue, at the top of your mind, because that's how I move. So, essentially, I want them to move the same. It don't necessarily mean that you have to deal with those family members if you don't want to. I personally choose to because that's just how I move and that's my heartbeat. But at the end of the day, forgiveness is a major, plays a major, major part of me even wanting to even communicate with said family members.
Sure. So, and that'll be, I think, a really strong lesson for your children, both your daughter and your son, to really wrap their hearts around. And you've made a huge impact, I'm sure, in their lives by choosing forgiveness and choosing love versus, you know, the anger and, you know, bad words and bad feelings and bad thoughts about those family members. So I applaud you. I'm not sure. I really don't know if I would have been able to do like you're doing. So I think it's admirable. I'm going to say it like that.
Thanks.
You know, because, yeah.
You know, going through different things in life, I don't feel like I've been through much. I feel like the homeless was the brunt of me going through something negative, right? But I've always been, ever since I was a younger, I probably can remember as young as maybe 10, I've always had a forgiving heart, whether something was considered big or small. You know, that's just been me, even, and this is a little left, but it's crossed my mind, so I'm just going to say it because it's Truthful Tuesday, right?
Right.
Even me being able to forgive my molesters. Everybody can't do that.
Yeah.
I understand the psychology and the negative of why people do the things that they do. So in me understanding that, I was able to forgive. I see on social media all the time, especially men, you know, talking about putting bullets in people's heads if they touch their daughters and this, that, and the other. and we may get some audience members that may not like the things that I have already said or about to say, it's not that deep, in my opinion. People need help. Hurt people hurt people.
That's true.
Even me being homeless, especially specifically my mother, hurt people hurt people. And me understanding that, or have understood that even before I became homeless, or even in that situation, why be angry? Why be bitter? You already know this person was how they were. I never knew it was going to affect me the way that it affected me, but I knew who I was dealing with.
Do you think that situation happened as a trigger for you to be able to help your mother through her hurts and pains?
No, because she don't want help. You gotta want
it. That's true.
You know, even to this day, I suggest different things, and she 100% declines. So I don't offer anything, you know, anything anymore, or suggest, I should say, even something as simple as therapy, healing from different things that in the past, and hell, maybe the present. You know, you have to be open to those things, and if you're not open, then you're going to continue to be hurt, and you're going to hide hurt, and many, many of us do that. When I say us, I mean in the Black culture. That's a whole nother radio show.
Yep. So true.
So that's just what it is. Yeah, so I overall, as you mentioned, I chose forgiveness and love because that's just how I roll. I don't want any blessings or any business endeavors or even building relationships with beautiful people like yourself to be hindered because I'm sitting over here bitter and angry, you know, of the past. The past is the past. It didn't do it in anything overall but motivate me to keep my shit together.
You know, that's just really such an interesting concept, and I'm just wondering how many of us truly look at it like that, you know, like, I need to make sure that I'm releasing whatever happened, like you said, letting the past be the past, and I'm not going to carry that crap with me so that it does not affect my present blessings or my future blessings because I'm holding on to something that happened in the past. I think that's really a key learning for tonight's show is not, you know, letting that spill over into what's happening in your life today. And I know far too many that can tell you word for word, quote for quote, of a conversation where an argument took place and, you know, this happened and that happened. And I'm always so amazed, like, how can you remember verbatim every word like that? You know, like, you're going to have to let it go. And true enough, those people start experiencing health issues. And it's normally in the heart area. You know, so.
Yes, ma'am. And a lot of people, even with what you just said, a lot of people don't even understand that I want to say some because I'm not a medical doctor. But in my personal opinion, I feel like all health issues that people go through may be related to holding on to stuff that they should have let go many years ago.
Oh,
you
yes,
know,
ma'am.
Having anxiety about things that we can't control, you know, all sorts of things. I can create a list of the reasons why I feel, you know, going through depression by yourself at home, sad and having negative thoughts versus going to the therapist and allowing the therapist to help you get through those things, you know. All of those things affect our health. You know, depression can lead to overeating or not eating enough and, you know, or eating the wrong things and whatever. Oh, you know, the list is unlimited when it comes to that. So it's just important, very, very important that we focus.
Because like you, I believe cancer is rooted in that unforgiveness, you know. and depend on where it lands in your body is, you know, the type of unforgiveness that you have. And like you, I am not a medical doctor. It's just what has shown itself to be true with the people that I've worked with for the last 30, 40 years. So, So we're going to get to forgiveness now.
I think you uncovered it. But once
I got you laughing now.
Yes, you done got me a little depressed. Talking about depression.
No, it's just shining the light on the truth. Yes,
absolutely. The truth will hurt and set you free. You know, it is what it is. Obviously, I needed to release those few tears. But pertaining to forgiveness, I don't want to be redundant, but I do want to read a few quotes pertaining to forgiveness to kind of close that section. So one thing my coworker said, and I think he may be listening, so shout out to Mr. Donald if he's listening. I call him Triple OG. So he said something at work today that was very profound, and it just kind of shined a light on me for the show tonight, and I told him I was going to post it on social media because I thought it was so simple yet so good. So it says, old things, or rather he said, old things must die for new things to live.
Hmm.
I'm going to repeat that for our listeners. Old things must die for new things to live. So here's a quote by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. It says, forgiveness does not mean ignoring what has been done or putting a false label on an evil action. It means, rather, that evil act no longer remains as a barrier to the relationship. Forgiveness is a catalyst creating the atmosphere necessary for a fresh start and a new beginning.
Hmm.
And here's another quote by Gandhi. The weak can never forgive. Forgiveness is the attribute of the strong.
That's
and here's another quote. I'm sorry.
I said, that's interesting. Forgiveness is an attribute of the strong.
You know, that's something. Let me read again for our audience, and I'll make a comment on that. So it says, and this is by Gandhi, it says, the weak can never forgive. Forgiveness is the attribute of the strong. Because I do believe I have, not have, but I know many people that just won't forgive, just won't let it go, you know, just too stubborn, borderline bitter. And I've always been a forgiving person, and I'm always been very strong since I've been a very young girl. I truly believe this is 100% fact. Because people rather just, I guess, ignore the elephant in the room, you know, the old saying, which could be hindering their forgiveness. You know, not helping that family member out or that friend or even associate, heck, even a stranger. I help strangers out all the time. You know, you just never know what blessing is going to come behind it, and you don't do it because you're looking for anything in return. You do it because you have a forgiving heart, because you have a pure heart. And I personally believe not many people on earth have a forgiving and pure heart.
Yeah, I think it's kind of reinforced in our training not to forgive because they'll hurt you again if you forgive them. We've got two callers, so you've stirred up something here.
Uh-oh.
So our first caller is 404-434. You want to give us your name and your comment or question, please?
Janice Hudson, Atlanta, Georgia. How you doing?
Doing well.
Hello?
How are you? Yes, can you hear me?
I'm doing fine. And I got a message. This was in the process of clearing up things, you know, what the situation with my son was. And it was just times things happened that I just, look, come on, you got, I mean, you're the creator. Let me know what's going on, right? So this is one that I found that freaked me out because I got to share it. See me in all things, not just in your wants and needs. Stop limiting me by your limits. I am Jehovah Shalah. I am Jehovah Shalom. I am Jehovah Yom Kaddish. And it's like that helped me so much with forgiving, like the situation, what was going on, all this kind of stuff. And I'm going, you tell me, shut up, sit down. I got this. Everything's all right. And we got to remember that. You know, when we're dealing with forgiveness, once we get it to him, leave it alone. Because each time we pick it up, it's going to cause even more problems.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to share that with everybody because it was like such a wake up for me recently in accepting forgiveness.
Well, I appreciate you for sharing that.
Yeah. I knew I had to when I found it. I said, I've got to tell somebody about this. I mean, this has got to be 5 years old. Yeah. And just clearing out papers and all this kind of documents and all the stuff I'm doing right now. And it set me down.
Yeah. It was time for you to read it again.
Yep. So I got it pasted up on my wall right now. But I love the program. Thank you so much. And, yeah, guys, forgiveness works. It's for you, not for the other person. Okay?
That's right.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
All right.
So, Shanita, what do you think about that, putting up reminders and affirmations on your wall and stuff?
Oh, I love it. I don't have any on my wall right now. I did it. I actually did it. I went crazy of getting my daughter nursed. Before I moved here, apartment back home, I had affirmations on her side of the room and my room and the bathroom, all over the mirror, and because I was determined to move. Like, I had affirmations about moving. I had a vision board that I would work on at least weekly for at least 6 months, maybe a little more, about what the vision was going to be, you know, leading up to the move, after the move, things of that nature. So I truly believe in affirmation that manifests in the life that you desire, and that's one major reason why I'm here in Atlanta.
Right. Hey.
All right. Well, thanks again, Janice. I'm going to move on to the next caller. But you're welcome to stay on. Just mute your phone if you're not talking, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. So our next caller is 940-535. You want to give us your name and your comment or question, please?
Oh, yes. My name is Eve. And I wanted to say, first of all, wow, the show is really, really right on time for all of us, right on time. And this is what I want to say, that I do think the we can come up also and ask for forgiveness or ask for help or just see the other side of it. I don't think that the we can't do it. Yeah, we know without a doubt the strong can do it, but I think the we can too whenever the we have the strength to do it.
I agree with you, and I'm glad that you added to that. Having the strength to do it is key. Because, and I hate to use the word weak and strong, but I guess that's just what it is. I think in the art of forgiving, not many quote-unquote weak people are willing to do it. It's just like me, myself, I've always been the I just lost my train of thought. I don't want to say the stronger person, the bigger person is what I'm trying to say. I've always been a bigger person, you know, even like small arguments with my sisters when we were younger and, you know, maybe disagreements with cousins or old friends and things of that nature. And I may have not been wrong, and I'm pretty sure there were many times I was wrong, don't get me wrong. But in those times where I knew I wasn't wrong, but I still wanted that relationship, I asked for forgiveness. But what did I do? Nothing. But it's always that quote-unquote stronger person or that bigger person that usually reaches out first, and that's just fact. At least for me, I've been doing it all my life.
I agree.
It takes
now
a certain type of quote unquote weak person to forgive. Very seldom happens.
Yeah. You know, I have more than 10 in my family, so many of us. And so, you know, I grew up and it was, like I say, a bunch of us and much more than that. That's just a small amount I'm naming that's really family and really sisters and brothers. And I'm talking about sisters and brothers, much, much more than 10. I'm just going to name 10 for right now. I say 10, the number. But this is what I got to say about it. Yes, it was different in the family. I get it. I really get it. And that's why I'm here to talk. Yeah, because I agree with you. And so, wow. And to grow up, you know, and see everybody just different. And but they're my sisters and brothers. They're my kinfolk. They're my kinfolk. So once I looked at that and the way the things start turning and everybody starts doing whatever they do, whatever that is, you know, I said, I got to do something about this. So, you know, and no telling how many of them thought the same thing. But I definitely had to do something about it. And so my insights did. And so what I end up doing, and jump in and help me out anytime, what I end up doing is I said, you know what, I'm going to do a 360. And I'm still doing that to the day. But the 360 became me. And this is a 360. Everything that went on, everything that, like, I just heard it was talked about, and everything that the family got into it with. Now, this is just the sisters and brothers. This is not the other folks. So it was a whole bunch of us, plus more sisters and brothers. So I said, forget this. I'm going to do the opposite. I'm going to bless them. I'm going to be good. I'm not going to curse them out. I'm not going to fight with them. I'm not going to fuss with them. I said, I'm a jam. But what I did, praise the creator who made the whole world, I said, I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray. And I'm really going to turn around. And let me tell you what happened. They started looking at me saying something was wrong because I really did a 360 for real, though. And really, when I said that, they the one said I said it. They the one said I did it. So what I mean is it, I just had to do it because I said, what's wrong? What is really wrong? So now that don't mean that it got fixed. It means that I started doing better and better and watch this and just loving everybody. And I ain't no joke. And what I mean by that is what you said, that strength. So I said, forget this. I call on the street creator day and night and all the time, like I'm doing, and listen to you and listen to us and listen to the caller. You know what? I said, this works. I said, all that other stuff that happened when we grew up didn't work, but this is working, and it worked for me, M-E. And so with that said, not only does it work for me, wow, look like when I talk to others, it works for them too, like what you're doing with me. Now, let me tell you, this feel good when you can say, I ain't doing that no more, I ain't going to act like that no more, and I'm going to treat myself first good, and I'm going to treat everybody else. And whoever made the whole world, I'm in like Flint, and that's me. And so when I do this is my life now, and I love my life because my life feels good. Watch this. No matter what. And I mean that. I mean, if somebody go off, if somebody, you got a duck for somebody's shoe, I be praying. I love my life no matter what. And I love the life that the Almighty gave all of us, or whoever you believe. And I ain't even mad at whatever somebody believes. I ain't upset with it. They got a right. But my right is to do the best, the best, the best at all times. I appreciate you. That's why I'm here, too. You brought me in. And wow. And I love it, as a matter of fact. I'm saying, look at you. Get out of here. Get in here. Pretty good. Pretty good. Look at you, said, I ain't holding on to none of that. And look at you. Yeah, our family is who they are. Whoa, and there's a bunch of us, much more than you. And with that said, I said, if I don't do something, I'm the one going to be in a bad way.
Yeah.
I said, then myself said, not me. Myself said, I don't play there. I said, it's bad enough looking at what I'm looking at. I can't go no farther than this crap.
well, I had to do something. And that love came over me from the sun and watching as the food that's growing up and the rain and all the goodies. I said, crap, and all the people that's walking by and you can wave and look at them. I said, I'm getting ready to enjoy my life. And so, and look at you. I love the strength and the power, and no matter what, no. I don't hold on to none of it. Wow. So I let it go. Now, that don't mean it don't come back up. When it come back up, then I call on who made me and the whole world. And just total release. Boom, just like that. And here I go again. And so that's what I want to say, and I wanted to give you the up and up and up on you, and watch this, the children, and watch this, and the family and all. I don't leave nobody out, because I say, hey, bless y'all also. Everybody, it's up to you to get it. I know I'm going to work on getting more, whatever that means, and whatever you believe. Make sure you're good to yourself. This is my thing on all of us out there, that just be good to yourself. Watch this, and others. Mm-hmm. It's so pretty.
Oh, thank you,
Eve. Hey, the best, all right? I'm out. I just got to do that. But I'm going to keep listening.
Thank you,
love. I ain't going nowhere, all right? All right, here we go.
Thank you so much for sharing.
All right. So you stirred up some energy, and that's wonderful because I think that, you know, we have a tendency to walk around with unresolved emotions in us, you know, but Janice and Eve were able to share, you know, what has worked for them in similar circumstances of, I guess you would call it separation or temporary separation in the family, and finding a resolve for yourself, you know, to be able to get back to a place of sanity and love and all of that, you know, within that family, because that family unit, and I know that your daughter and your son are both going to get it, and so, you know, you came as the teacher for them to be able to demonstrate the importance of family and that love and that forgiveness. And, you know, a lot of times we don't get a chance to do that, and we wind up, you know, becoming an adult and not knowing how to resolve those issues when they come up for us, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, this has been an exciting conversation.
Yes, ma'am. I would like to read two more quotes.
Okay.
They're both about forgiveness. So this one is by, and it says, to forgive is to set a prisoner free and discover that the prisoner was you.
Wow. Say that again.
I'm going to read that again for our listeners. To forgive is to set a prisoner free and discover that the prisoner was you.
I like
the last quote of forgiveness. I'll send it to you. The last quote of forgiveness is by Oprah. It says, true forgiveness is when you can say thank you for that experience. Now, when I said this, I thought about what I was sharing about my cousin. Like, what he said was effed up in many ways, yet the truth, and I took it as motivation. So it was like, thank you for that experience. I appreciate you for allowing me to stay at your house for a couple weeks. And I also appreciate you saying those mean things to me, because it also was the truth that, yes, you're right, I should have my shit together. Yes, I am a mother. You know, yes, I shouldn't allow myself to, you know, even get anywhere near close to homeless, because it never happened before. But unfortunately, it happened then 4 years ago. So I appreciate those mean yet necessary words. It really literally motivated me. I was apartment searching, I kid you not, the next day or two, diligently, until I got a place. I want to say it was like a week later or less than a week later. So, yeah, thank you for that experience.
So he kind of woke you up to some strength that you weren't even aware that you had.
Yeah, you know, and around that time, a lot of people didn't know, and I have a large Facebook following for many years doing different business endeavors or whatever. But many people didn't know. You know, people don't know things anyway unless you put it out there. And when I finally put it out there, you know, there were associates and strangers, you know, that donated money and things of that nature. And it was a good feeling or whatever, but it was like you never know what someone is going through unless you reach out.
That's true. Yeah.
You know, and so many, I share with a couple of people recently in the last month that so many people think, you know, now that I'm here in Georgia, I've been here a year and a half, so many people think they know my life because of things that I post on social media, which is mostly business. But you have no idea what's going on here in Georgia because you don't ring my phone, because you don't text, because you don't even inbox on social media. You know what I mean? So people just
right.
assume the things that you see. But you really have no idea what someone is going through. You just don't.
That's interesting because I make jokes about people live one life on Facebook and another life in real life. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Their reality is so different from the stuff that they that they post on Facebook. So, it's like an escape mechanism, you know, like, well, I'm going to put all this over here and that people think that I'm all of that. And they're
mm-hmm.
broken on the inside, you know.
Yeah. That's another radio show. Broken people, how do we fix them? For real.
There you go.
I know many that do not talk in real life, but talk nonstop on social media. You can barely get them to say hi in person when you see them. And I personally know these people. It's the strangest thing to me.
Yeah,
it's
I agree.
Stuff on Facebook, whether it's positive or negative, when you're just talking on Facebook and you can't even say hi in person, you just freeze up. But
they don't
want to
be exposed, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, that's exactly what it is, because you know the real them.
Yeah.
They can hide behind
the
keyboard.
Yeah. So you are also into the health and wellness. So I'm going to make a little segue there. And do you help people from that side of what you do to help with this forgiveness and wellness and ways to be able to improve upon the circumstances in their life? How does that measure in or factor in?
That's a good question. No one ever asked me that. So you know that I do the products, the health and wellness products, if listeners do not know. I offer things like sea moss and elderberries, detox pills, things of that nature, even meal prep if you're here in the Atlanta, Georgia area. You can find my information on Miss Sandy Blog Radio website. But as far as teaching people how to forgive, I want to say yes and no. So I have done it before. I don't know if you can teach someone to forgive. I think you can speak on it, and hopefully they catch the energy and the message. Many, many times in, I don't know, I've probably been doing it for years, but I remember specifically in 2020 when I moved here, probably before I moved here too, I like to randomly record myself. I get dressed and get cute, and I just have some things that I just want to release, and I record myself. And it's been many times that I've talked about forgiveness, and actually around, so let me go back to 2018, around the time that I was homeless. I remember doing it even back from then, and people had no idea, and I know that that was for me more than anyone, even though I had got all dressed up to record to put it on social media. But it really was for me in hopes that others catch it if they needed it. So
okay.
That's one way, I guess, that I like to spread that love and that energy as far as forgiveness. And it will be something that I'll be doing on social media / YouTube once I release, my radio show next month.
Okay. Woohoo! Radio show. That's so nice.
Thanks.
That's so good. So good.
Yes, ma'am.
So you're, This is my goodness. You know, like I'm kind of caught up in the emotional part of it too, because it's real, and especially, excuse me, the homelessness part of it, and because that's a reality for more and more individuals in 2022 than probably it has been in a whole bunch of years. You know what I'm saying? And so I would just encourage and urge all those that are listening, if you're able, if you have the compassion to be of some kind of help to homeless, even if it's just recognizing them, you know, like when you stop at a red light and someone's standing there, just nod your head and speak, you know, recognize them as being a human being and just greet them, you know, and that goes a long, long way. And we've got to start being more conscious. Yeah. Go ahead, Shanita.
No, I was just agreeing with you. I said it definitely does go a long way. One thing I was going to say was me going through my situation, and thank God overcoming it, and I truly hope I never go there again, have to experience that again. You know, it really opened up my mind, because I've always been a giver financially or whatever way I can give, especially back home to the homeless, you know, population is definitely different and larger homeless population here in Atlanta. You know, and I have given here. And one thing that I have to remember in shifting my thought when a judgmental thought do come up, I had to remember you were there. You know what I mean? I literally had to remind myself, you know, don't frown your face up because they may look, quote, unquote, dirty or, you know, whatever the case may be. I always had to remind myself that you were there, and people didn't know you were there just because you were dressed clean, just because you was on your way to work.
Right, right.
You know, we are all, or some of us, I should say, in extremely similar situation, whether we admit it or not, and then don't have to be surrounded around homelessness, whatever the subject may be. You know, we're so quick to frown our face upon our fellow brother or sister when you can just, like you said, give a smile, give a dollar if you got it, give five, ten, whatever it is, without judgment. Don't worry about if they want to do drugs or whatever it may be, and they may not be on drugs. They may literally, that $10 may literally help them to get into the hotel for the night or for a couple nights. You know, just give with a freeing heart, a free and open heart, because you don't know that $10 that you give to one person or a couple of families that may be out there homeless could be the release of your next blessing. That's the way I look at it.
That's beautiful. I like how you said that. That was like one of the guys from the meeting I was talking about on Sunday. He was a security guard, and those that live in Atlanta may have seen his story on the news last year, toward the end of the year. And this guy walked up, and he said, the security guard said that he could just feel that this guy was in some trouble. You know, he didn't know what kind of trouble. And then he noticed he had a young boy with him, maybe 9 or 10 years old. And so he just kind of observed him for a minute. And then he asked the guy, you know, like, so, man, what's happening? You know, you don't look real peaceful. You know, what is there something I can help you with? And so reluctantly, the guy said, well, yeah, I'm kind of down on my luck right now, and I'm working my way out of it, but it's cold out here, and me and my child, and he said, the thing is, my child has never had the privilege of sleeping in a bed every night, and so, you know, we've been on these streets a long time, and the security guard, having been a former homeless person as well, had a two-bedroom apartment, and he gave the man the keys to his apartment and told him and his son to go to his house, to his apartment, and they could live there until they got themselves together. And the man was working. You know, he just hadn't gotten all of the funds needed, you know, in order to move on. But they showcased that story on the local news here. And it was just really heartwarming to hear that type of testimony. You know, we might not be able to do that much, and that may scare the bejesus out of most of us, you know, to open up our home to a total stranger like that. He said, but he was never worried. He was never concerned. He was never, you know, thought he was going to suffer at the hands of this man, you know, or these two or whatever. He just felt that that was for him to do. And so whatever we're led to do, you know, is what we should do, is what I'm going to say. There's always an opportunity. Yeah, there's always an opportunity to help, to show some love, to show some forgiveness to people, because it's is really none of our business, you know, how a person got to wherever they are. You know, it's just none of our friggin' business. So, you know.
You know, and now my mind, that is beautiful. And that last comment you made is none of our business. Now my mind automatically goes to what if their family turns their back on them? Because that was my experience, right? It's not always they were addicted to drugs, they're addicted to alcohol, you know, their credit suck and they can't get a place, their money low. They may be a thousandaire and just... but maybe because of the credit, depending on where you stay, you can't get a place or whatever the case may be. You know, it could literally be that the closest family members turn their back and they don't know where the hell to go.
Yep.
You know, we're so quick to judge and, you know, most of the time assume that it's drugs, alcohol, you know, or even a felon and can't get a place to stay, things of that nature, when it could just be something as simple as their family don't support them.
Exactly. You know, and within a couple of weeks' time, this guy and his son, well, the man, of course, because he was working when he met the guard, but he was able to move out into his own place, you know, and was able to... he's still living in his own place, paying his own bills, you know what I'm saying, because he has a job and he's taking care. And you're absolutely right, Shanita. He may have suffered the same – well, he may have had the same experience as you, and that may have been what, you know, put him in the situation that he was in. But he certainly rose up from out of it, you know. So,
absolutely.
So that's all. I needed to do that as far as put that plea out there. You know, whatever you can do. A lot of times in the wintertime, I'll buy extra socks. And as I'm driving through town, you know, if I happen to be in one of those areas, man, I pass out socks or gloves or, you know, something, bottles of water, whatever. We can all do something to help somebody else.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's funny we're talking about this. So I don't know if you know, my birthday is February 20th, and I actually have been debating for, I guess, probably a month, basically beginning of the year, of figuring out a way to give back here to the, you know, they call it the tent community here. And I don't know how I can do that because my funds are really low. Our listeners that are listening, if you have any ideas, you can definitely connect with me on social media or maybe Miss Sandy. But offline, Miss Sandy, I definitely want to talk about potentially doing it. I forgot to bring it up Saturday when you were over here. That is something that's always been near and dear to my heart. Me and my kids have helped out with different shelters and bagging lunches and hygiene products many, many times back home. So it's something that I want to start getting into here in Atlanta.
Oh, okay. And because we adopted several families over at Iwi Fresh at the Oasis around the end of the year. Now, I'm not sure if that's something they're going to be doing ongoingly, but there's a local shelter out here in Cobb County where I am that I support as far as making donations, you know, clothes and school supplies and things like that. And then again, you know, like I said, you know, if I'm just driving around, I may have some extra socks or, you know, different things like that. Maybe, you know, the baseball caps and whatever to give out to people. But, yeah, let's, we could do that because I'm sure, you know, out where you live, there's opportunities out there as well, you know, to connect with some groups. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that would be awesome. Yeah, that'd be
let's
awesome.
Make it happen.
Yes, ma'am. You got it. You got it. So we're down to about 7 minutes left in the show. And, Shanita, I just want you to tell, if you don't mind, the audience about your products that you have on special right now. And I'm doing this, ladies and gentlemen, because it is always the right thing to do to support entrepreneurs, especially women, especially African Americans that are in business for themselves. Let them get out and talk about what they do, how they help, and for, you know, you to have an opportunity to support them if that's something that is of interest to you. So it is all yours, baby.
All right. Thank you. So I have what I'm calling a healing box. There's a value of it's a $55 value. On sale for this entire month for $40. And within that healing box, you will receive one sage, 1 4-ounce of sea moss. If you're not familiar with sea moss, you definitely need to educate yourself. There's 92 minerals that you're missing from your body. It helps with heart issues, thyroid, high blood pressure, diabetes. The list is literally limitless, as well as energy, weight loss, even helps increase the sex drive. You will also get 2 packs of elderberries. Elderberry is good for removing the mucus, and it's just really good for this winter season that we're in, no matter what city or state that you live in. It's really, really good. You can make your own elderberry tea with that. You'll also get foot detox pads, and that's detoxifying the body while you're asleep, and 1 pack of 3-day detox pills. So, again, that is a value of $55, and you will pay only $40. You can see that on my website at ShanitaHamilton.com. And then also I have built a culture bag, which is really neat. There are A, B, C, D, E, F. That's 5 different levels. Different categories, I should say, of basically bag A, you receive a head wrap and necklace. Bag B, that's a head wrap necklace set and a crop top. Bag C is a Malcolm X hoodie and joggers. D is a African print hoodie and joggers. And E is a Harriet Tubman hoodie and jogger. So different levels. It's all on my website, again, ShanitaHamilton.com. Shanita is spelled S-H-E-N-E-T-A, Hamilton, H-A-M-I-L-T-O-N. So just search for Build a Culture Bag or search for Healing Box. Both of those categories is under a different branch of business. So if you want to search the business to look up all the products, you want to search still at ShaniaHamilton.com, search for Healthy-ish Fitness Nutrition, or search for House of Culture Boutique. Really amazing things going on for Black History Month, a lot of sales, a lot of goodies. Also stay tuned for the week of my birthday or the weekend, so that is what, February 18th. Starting February 18th, I'm going to have a whole different sale. I'll be turning 38, and it's something I've been doing for, I think, like 9 years. So I'm going to choose a few products that basically you can pay $38 for, and it's definitely going to be steal. So if it's an African skirt, a hoodie, things of that nature, you're only going to be paying the price of my age. So it's going to be really cool. Of course, you're going to have to pay shipping. But if you're out of Atlanta, if you don't have a local pickup. But the point is that you're going to get some really dope items for only $38.
That's cool. I like that.
Yes, ma'am.
That's really a neat idea. Yeah. So, all right, you guys, that's ShanitaHamilton.com. I'm really interested in that heal box with the elderberry and the sea moss. And, you know, so since we're learning and these items help to support heart health, it's very appropriate that she would have that configured together. And so I think that that's incredible. And so you've got the sea moss, the elderberry, and the foot detox. I saw those today. I've never seen those before.
Oh, yes. Yes, ma'am. They are amazing. So it's adhesive that sticks to your feet and it doesn't come off, but of course you can put socks on, you know, to secure more if you choose to. And it's clear, basically clean when you put it on. When you wake up in the morning, it's literally going to be a brown to black color. So that lets you know that it pulls those impurities out of your body.
Wow. I saw them today. Yeah, but you know what? That's like when you go to the herb shop and things like that, and you can get those foot detox, and you put your feet in the water and that apparatus that does the same thing. But this is just you know, you do it in the comfort of your sleep. So I mean, that's really cool, you guys. But check her out, ShanitaHamilton.com, and then she's got the House of Culture Boutique. And actually, it's on my website. It's on my Facebook page. And so in case you missed it tonight, you can also reach out to me if you would like to, if you did not get it, and I can give it to you as well. But it's ShanitaHamilton.com. And let's support this sister who is making a turnaround in her life, and
yes,
I know she's got some awesome things happening, and her mind is just so filled with all this love, and that's what's oozing out of her is this love energy, and that's why she's able to walk in that forgiveness. And Janice and both Eve were talking about, you know, that forgiveness, that love, and how it helps for you to be able to move to the other side, to the positive side of whatever kind of situations are going on in your life. So I appreciate everybody for being so willing to share tonight. And Shanita, thank you. And I know that the tears were hopefully necessary and soothing for you in that, you know, that is a part of that whole healing process. And one day, you know, there may not be any more tears left. So, but thank you so much for being so transparent.
Well, and thank you so much.
thank you for the opportunity.
We appreciate you. Well, that is it, you guys. We took it right down to the wire, and a very full show. And I can't wait to introduce Shanita's new show to you and see what she's going to be talking about. She is just a storehouse of knowledge and information. So look forward to be back on the show again with us, and I'm not sure what the topic's going to be, but there's never any loss for information that she can share with us. So until next week, where we will have another amazing speaker sharing with us for this Heart Health Month of February, also a Love Month and Black History Month, I am Sandy Rogers. I thank you for listening, for participating, and remember, it's all about love. It's all about life, and it's all about wellness. So until next week, remain blessed, be safe, and we will see you next week. Good night, everyone. Bye.
love.